Welcome to the Advisor Talk podcast channel. This is Nick Stewart, CEO and Authorised Financial Advisor at Stewart Group. If you're new to the show, Stewart Group is a CFEX certified financial planning and advisory firm serving clients throughout New Zealand with offices in Hawke's Bay and Wellington.
The information provided or any opinions expressed in this show are of a general nature only and should not be construed or relied on as a recommendation to invest in a financial product or class of financial products. You should seek financial advice specific to your circumstances from a financial advisor before making any financial decisions. A disclosure statement can be obtained free of charge. You're listening to Radio Hawke's Bay. This is a program called Canny View. It's all about your finances, and it's my pleasure to have in the studio today T. Robin, who's one of the financial advisors from the Stewart Group right here in Hastings. G'day, T. How are you going?
I'm good, thank you, Ken. Morena, thanks for having me.
No, great morning. To have you here with us now. Today we're going to talk all about some financial tips for maybe the younger generation, you know, how they can get ahead later on in life. But before we get there, just remind our listeners what the Stewart Group is all about.
Yeah, so we're Stewart Group, we're all everything finance. I guess the one thing, what we're going to talk about today is we do a lot about wealth and investments. KiwiSaver, which is really important. We also look after risk and insurance there as well. Plan financial planning for our clients as well. So yeah, so we're all everything financial advice.
Yes, you are indeed. Yeah. And you've got an alternative to KiwiSaver, haven't you? It's ACI, isn't it?
That's correct. Yeah, that was the last podcast we did last year with yourself, Ken. And so yeah, we have. That's exactly right. So basically a mirrored solution of KiwiSaver.
Yes.
But yeah, as I said, it's unlocked and you can withdraw from that whenever you like as well.
So and that is video, isn't it? You can sort of lay your hands on it when you want to.
Absolutely.
And anyone can come and see you, can't you? You don't have to be, I'm not going to say well off, but you know what I mean, that flash building that you guys have got, it's sort of, ooh, look at that.
Yeah, absolutely. I think now as you brought into ACI funds, that's definitely opened it up for a lot more people to come in to see us and look to invest, and we can definitely help those people out as well that have always wanted to for investing. So, 100% answer that question, yes.
Okay, what are we going to talk about today?
I guess today is all about teaching our young children, educating them about finance.
Yes.
Yeah, I wrote an article last week about it, just to give some tips out there in regards to educating their children about the financial world and how it all works, because it's very important, I think, absolutely.
So when is a good time to start looking towards our future? I mean, it seems a sort of a bit of a misnomer that here we are at, say, 17 or 18, we're enjoying school, and then we're thinking about being an old age pensioner.
Yep. Oh, I think it's whenever your kid can talk, I guess. I think that's probably the biggest thing. I mean, I've got two young girls myself. I look back at myself, and if I knew everything that I know now when I was their age, or maybe a little bit old, but, you know, if I knew that, I reckon I'd be a millionaire now.
Yes.
Easy. Yeah. I wish. But you know what I'm saying? Like, I'd be a bit more clued on in regards to how to use my money and where to put it and that sort of stuff like that. So, to answer the question, I'd say as soon as possible, no matter what. If you've just had a baby, if you're about to have it, whatever it is, it's having that plan in place, get them ready for,
I suppose it's all about putting a plan into place, isn't it?
So that's exactly right.
So as a financial advisor, what might you suggest to someone who might have kids, or a young person might come in to see you, T, and say, well, you know, here I am, I'm a 20-year-old, I just started work, and I want to look down the road for the future. What would you be saying to a 20-year-old person who comes to see you, T, and say, well, this is what you should be doing?
Yeah, well, I mean, I guess the one thing it was resonates in the article that I did write last week is making sure that you have, referring back to it, you know, maybe it's a little bit big for someone that's 20, but, you know, having a piggy bank, for example, having three or four piggy banks where you go, okay, cool, I want to put $20 into this piggy bank, that's going to be for my savings. I'll put $20 into this one, that's going to be for my bills.
Yeah.
Next one, that's going to be for, you know, whatever it is that, you know, it's just having, you know, all those options in place to go, okay, cool, I don't want to plug into my savings, I'll just use the stuff that I have for my bills, or the money that's extra that I can go out and have fun and enjoy entertainment with my friends, etc. So I'd say that would probably be a big key, is having, you know, multiple options and knowing, you know, putting those in place and going, I can't touch that, but I can use this one. Yeah. I can use that one. I can't touch that one, etc. Yes. So that would be what I would probably suggest myself, definitely, for that. And that comes in not just the 20-year-old, that could also be for someone that's 5 years old, 6 years old, 20 cents instead of $20. Sure. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely right.
Yeah, exactly.
But I suppose, I mean, that sounds really good, and reading your article, which I did, and it looks great in black and white.
Yeah.
But I suppose real life steps in the way sometimes, doesn't it? And it does. You've got short-term goals and you've got long-term goals, and one of those short-term goals, like you would have done it, I've did it many times, you know, buying cars and buying motorbikes, and definitely. You think, gee, we haven't got any money left, you know, starting all over again. So is there a percentage of your money that you earn that you're suggesting that we should be putting away and just not going near it?
Well, I think so. I mean, everyone's got different situations and different circumstances. As you said, like, you know, some people may not have that $100 left over at the end of the month. Some might only have $20 left over. But I think the thing is that if you do have that left over and you've paid all your bills, you've done everything that you need to do, that little bit extra can be put away. And if you think about it over a course of a year, I mean, that's per week, say $20 a week. That's quite a bit of money that you've saved up and you haven't touched. You know, and you don't get that hammer out and smash that piggy bank to get it out.
Absolutely,
you know?
Right.
So that's it. It doesn't have to be a huge amount of money. At the end of the day, if it's a little bit accumulating that, but then taking it into account compound interest, all that sort of stuff as well, it does accumulate and get bigger. So, you know, it is hard. And I guess the thing is as well is that as children or as young adults, it's hard to be disciplined. But that's what, if you start it early, it'll help you for the future when you move in. And, you know, instead of having that piggy bank, you've got an investment account or you've got a bank account where you leave it and you don't touch, etc. Yeah. So, yeah.
I did some research as well and I came across an article which is Financial Tips for Young Adults. And the top tip, I don't know if these are necessarily in any order, but the first one that came up was pay with cash. Don't put anything on a credit card. What would you say with that?
I think I added something into the article last week in regards to having a credit card. I think it's quite important to look at, for example, if you decide that you want to get a child a credit card, you know, they can use that. But one of the things is making them responsible to make those payments on that credit card if they do use it.
Yes.
But in regards to that, what you're saying with cash as well, I guess it's a visual, you can see it. Whereas when you got your card, you just go, okay, cool, I'll just tap that. And,
exactly.
And with PayWave and all that these days, you don't even look at how much you're paying sometimes. I'll be honest, I'll be one of those sort of types where, not saying I've got loads of money, but I don't look at it sometimes and it's just, you know, and you sort of lose sense of how much you're actually spending. Whereas you've got the physical stuff in front of you, as in the cash, you can actually see, oh, I've just given $20 across, I've given $5 across, whatever it is there as well. So I think that's quite a good tip that you've just sort of brought up there.
100%. So bearing in mind that we are sort of a cashless society, we should also be, from what you're saying, is we should be actually looking at our statement every week and saying, ooh, look at that.
Definitely. I think that's, 100%. I think that is exactly right, what you're saying there. With that, is that, because if you're not aware of it, you know, the money's just going to go. So if you're not actually putting yourself, you know, either, you know, yourself planning and putting yourself in that position, or even coming in to see a financial advisor to be able to say, hey, this is how you do it, etc. You know, ask the professionals and we'll be happy to help there as well to sort of do that for the clients. So
another top tip for a young adult, and that you've obviously done, I can tell this by talking to you and in the job you're in, is that you know, to get ahead, you really do need to educate yourself. It's important to be smart, like you, isn't it? Sort of.
Well, I wouldn't quite say smart like me, but well, as I said, like, I mean, that's the thing. If I knew the things that I knew now, then, you know, it would be 100% correct being educated early. I guess as well, one of the things that I did write as well was that you can teach your kids all these things and all these habits and all that sort of stuff. I mean, they might not take these on, but you know, you're placing it. You're having conversations at the dinner table, saying, "Oh, hey, so I've got to pay this bill next week." You know, and just go, "This is how I do it," or "This is how we do it," or "This is how much money I've got." You know, that sort of stuff. Yeah. It's just basically getting it out there and having a conversation as though it's natural, as though you're talking about how was your day at school or how was your day, play date or whatever it is that you do there as well. You're just making these sort of conversations normal with your children, because it's hard. Like, let's be honest, Ken. I mean, yourself and your partner or anything like that, it's hard to talk about finances. Mm. So if you make it normal for a child at an early age, when they grow up, it's just going to be easy to speak about these sorts of things and go, I'm happy to talk to my partner about, oh man, we've got to make this payment, or you know. So I guess that's the thing that I sort of want to sort of say about that one there. So
I suppose also being aware, you know, that I come from a generation of you left school as early as possible, got a job, you know, helped out mum and dad with the board, and then you left and you went flatting and that sort of stuff. And to be honest, while I did know that the share market existed, it wasn't until I was in my 20s that I decided to buy some shares that I actually knew, hey, this is an alternative to putting your money in the bank.
Yes.
So how do you make people aware that, you know, getting 3% from the post office isn't necessarily the best thing on the market?
Yeah, yeah, no, that's right. I mean, I guess if we talk about KiwiSaver, talking about, and we're making sure that we're communicating with as many people as possible and letting them know, hey, if you put in 3% into your KiwiSaver, your employer will obviously match that. But then if you make sure you put in, I think it's about $1,000, $1,024.50 into your KiwiSaver, the government will help out as well. And let's be honest, like, the government doesn't give you free money these days.
No,
it's the only free money that you probably ever get.
Yes.
So it's that. And that's all about communication and making sure that we're getting out there and telling people these sorts of things, because if they don't know, then people are just like going, okay, well, we're not going to do it because it's not something that's going to benefit me. And that's what it's all about, making sure they get benefit from it. And free money from the government, I think that's a huge benefit.
It's great. Yes, it is. Are you finding that young people are now more aware of financial options? So, you know, like I say, wind the clock back to when I was young, I wasn't aware at all. But are you finding more and more young people are aware and thinking about their future and investing in shares and diversification
and stuff? Yeah, I guess, I mean, going back to the ACI funds, a lot of younger potential clients are coming in and speaking to us because they don't have the big load of cash or capital to start with. They're starting from the start. So ACI gives them that option to start investing, putting into investment portfolios that are usually for the wealthier sort of people there to get into. So yes, I think they're definitely getting aware of it and wanting to get into their market a lot quicker. And I think it's just smart from their point of view that they should be doing that. So. Yes.
And another point that they got here is that protect your wealth. So, you know, protect your what you've got on the bank. Get mortgage insurance.
Sure.
Get work insurance.
Yep, definitely. Oh, and I think that's 100% right. And making sure that these young people do understand that we're not all like we're going to have bulletproof vests on, or we're not going to be living forever. No. You know, something could happen. And making sure that they're aware of that. And we've got our coach Tim Ewan. Mm-hmm. He's in the office that can assist with those sorts of things. And he's great. He's been in the industry for a long time. And he's had a lot of situations where he can talk to people about and go, okay, if you were in this position, how would you sort of look at? So it's really important, I think, protecting everything that you have, 100%.
Yes, it is. Look, we're just about out of time, so I just wanted to, if you wanted to recap, and what would be your top three tips for someone thinking about investing for their future from an early age? Give us your top three.
Top three. All right. So I'd say ask questions or make sure they're educated and get their parents and force their parents to teach them stuff. I think that's one of the things that we can, as parents, can be, divulge information from our kids or whatever it is, but we want to make sure that they're aware of it. So making sure that the young person will ask questions, get to know what, how do I get into this market, or who do I need to go and see, or whatever it is. That's one thing, definitely ask questions. Just being aware, I think we talked about at the start, is just being aware of what you're spending, having a look at your statements, having all that sort of stuff like that, and just making sure you're aware of where everything's going. Don't just pay wave and just walk away and go, yeah, cool, I've got that awesome little thing, that material goodie that I can take home, but not know how much that was. And I guess the last thing would be is coming in to see someone that's a professional that can actually give you that assistance. And, even if the parents can't answer those questions, then the professionals can, a financial advisor, not just obviously at Stewart Group, which obviously we can, but there are advisors out there that can help. So getting that professional help will definitely keep you in good stead for the future, I think.
Absolutely. Tina, if we want to come and see you or any of the team at the Stewart Group, how do you do that? Where are you and how do we get hold of you?
Yeah, definitely. So we're on the Black Marble building up on Cuttermere Road. Mm-hmm. Stewart Group there, 204 Cuttermere Road. Yeah, you guys just pop in. You can come and see us at the office, book a meeting, give us a call anytime. We'll be happy to talk to anybody and help to plan for your future, 100%.
Good on you, team. My pleasure to talk with you. You look after yourself. We'll talk to you same time, same place next time.
Thank you, Ken. Appreciate it.